Rebecca Miner of Superior's daughter, Catherine, was close enough to the earthquake to feel its power firsthand.
Having the teacher pull her down under a desk and see the trees outside waving as though they were just palms going back and forth, and that was like 300 kilometers away from where the earthquake took place. So it was a pretty frightening experience for her. It certainly gets your adrenaline going to know how close they were to such a major tragic event.
UW-Superior Asia Relations co-chair Scott Wallace says Japanese students at UWS have been in regular contact with loved ones.
They seem generally concerned about what's happening to their friends and family overseas. We're trying to get a set up a donation drive, and we're contacting a couple different people to try to get something together.
UWS student and AmeriCorps member Kim Young says cash donations are vital. UW-Superior students are looking at several ways to help. One idea is to make origami cranes, which symbolize peace, hope, and goodwill.
We're going to ask our art department and some of our Japanese students to conduct a few workshops on campus to get people started in folding the cranes, and they can be sold as little commemorative items and to help as a relief effort. So, and that was, I thought that was such a beautiful idea to fold the cranes. Hopefully we could have at least 10,000 cranes.
The paper cranes are selling for 50 cents each, which would raise $5,000 if all of them are sold. Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.